I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Skim, the Scott and Kim Show, with me, Scott Johnson.
And me.
And you, Kim Johnson.
Hi.
Hi. Kim Soans Johnson. Have we talked about your weird first name? Have we done that?
You mean my maiden name?
Yeah.
I don't have a weird first name.
Or, sorry, it's your Kim's weird maiden name? Yeah. I'm sick as a dog, you guys.
I know.
This is sick. This is so sucky, because for real, like, we came into this thing so excited and so pumped.
And then Scott got sick.
Yeah, second episode in. Not a week in.
Was up at 4 in the morning and couldn't stop coughing. It was not good.
No, but you know what you did. I should tell people what you did. You did the nicest thing. So I wake up this morning at like 3. It's like 3:30. And I can't really sleep. And I've been breathing through my... I can't breathe through my nose at all. Like, I got no airflow through there at all. If someone closed my mouth, I'd be dead. That's
well,
how bad
that's
it was.
Terrible.
I know. I know it is terrible. But about, I don't know, what, an hour into that, you whipped out some...
It was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I got the... What's it called? The chest rub.
Mentholatum.
Mentholatum chest rub.
Yeah. She rubbed that all over my chest.
And then I rubbed it all over your feet, the bottom of your feet, and put socks on.
Not in an erotic way,
That's
everybody.
That's not erotic at
no,
all. No. As he's coughing in bed, and I'm putting this stuff all over the bottom of his feet, but it works.
It does work, weirdly. I don't have an explanation for this. You know me. If you listen to me all these years, whoever's listening right now, you know I am not Mr. Hokum Jokum. Hey, put stuff on your foot and it takes care of stuff. It doesn't usually happen, but for whatever reason, this totally works, and it makes me stop coughing. So call it whatever you want.
It works. It works.
Yeah. Do you think it works, or do you think it's like a...
not a placebo because you went to sleep and you didn't cough the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Till you got up at 7:30.
But what if that's just in my own head that makes it... Because it's all just in my head.
I think you weren't awake enough to know I did it.
Well,
you were barely awake enough.
I remember you doing it, and you put on the frilly girly socks.
I did not.
Kind of. They're all like polka dotty and silly.
Those are your socks. I don't know what you're talking about.
Where did I get those? Because those didn't feel like my socks.
Those are one of those Father's Day things you got from some of the kids in your class.
Oh.
Like it's, you haven't worn them before.
Oh. Is that true? Okay. Well, now we broke them in on the night that I was super sick and my feet were grimy.
Well, I'll clean them. But
all right.
It worked.
So a quick note to those listening here live today. The show's already a podcast. If you're like, oh man, I missed that first episode you guys did. There's a whole thing up now. You can get it on iTunes, you get it on Google Play, get it on Spotify, get it on whatever app you're using. It doesn't matter how you get your podcast. It's all available that way, and it's on YouTube as well. So will this episode be, and you can find it all at frogpants.com/skim, S-K-I-M.
For Scott and Kim.
Scott and Kim.
Scott and Kim.
Scott and Kim Show. And excuse me, if you go there, it's all available to you. Chat room says, LOL, no, it isn't. I'm not sure what he means, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, I think he's talking about, there's nothing erotic about Vicks VapoRub.
Yeah. There never is.
No, I think you're right. Sorry, I'm a little behind the feed here. Anyway, so the show's up, and I just want to thank everybody for all of the nice comments. We got all kinds of nice comments. Did you notice that during the week? Did you notice any? Did I tell you about all
you
the comments?
You told me about some. I haven't read them.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where to find them. Well, you just said, hey, people are saying such nice things.
I mean, I could send them to you, I suppose.
You could.
But I didn't want to presume.
That's okay. That's all right.
I don't want to presume things.
I appreciate that everyone is having a good time.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's pretty good, and it's we're just happy to be here, okay? That's all I'm saying is we're happy to be here. I feel like total garbage, and I'm kind of out of my mind, but we're doing this anyway, okay, damn it?
He's got his chocolate tea over there.
Yeah, well, okay, explain
this. A little bit
this.
Of almond milk.
Explain this. Inside of here is chocolate tea, which I don't even think is a... How is that even a thing?
It's...
like, it doesn't make any sense. Chocolate's not
it's
tea.
It's a cacao tea. It's made from the cocoa bean.
And those are those cats that miss
no,
the poop.
No, that's the civet cat. Oh, totally okay. Different thing.
All right, so I don't eat that.
No. It smells like chocolate.
It does.
It tastes like chocolate, although
like
Scott can't taste anything.
It tastes like warm water.
I think you couldn't taste anything unless you're eating spicy ramen right now.
Oh, that's a good point. Actually, I had some of those buffalo wings from the freezer today for lunch.
Oh, nice.
They actually cleared my sinuses better than anything had today.
I bet they did. Yeah. They're buffalo.
I've got to eat some more spicy food before the day's out.
We can make you some of that spicy ramen we got at the Korean market.
We could indeed. So, yeah, so that's where I'm at. I'm sick, and it sucks. I do want to start things off with an email, though, because this is a emblematic of the kind of stuff that we get here for us, for the kind of feedback we get for what we're doing so far with this show we're calling Skim. Okay? here it is. The subject is Skim. I love it. I don't think she's talking about milk. It could be.
Yeah, you never know.
Here's the message. Hi, Scott and Kim. I started listening to various Frog Pants podcasts with my husband. His name is Zach. He met me at Nerdtacular 2017. I used to play you on the road trips. I really got into following you with There Will Be Dungeons, which I adore and never miss an episode of, and Draw the Line. Will you please do a tutorial for Procreate? I probably should do that.
You should.
Me and Carter will do a whole tutorial.
That's
tonight.
A great idea.
I was excited to see that you created a new cast with Kim. The show is endearing and funny and inspiring. Here's why. Okay, so here's where we get to the nitty and the gritty. excuse me. Just kill me tonight.
That's not good.
Just kill me in my sleep. Okay. You could do it. You could call it self-defense. Say that I got up and was like swinging my arms and calling you some name, and then the police will let it go. It's fine. Get the insurance money. None's the wiser, and then you can put me out of my misery.
Wow. You got it all planned out.
I do. All right. It says here, I have been in academia for 17 years. So college, teacher, stuff like that.
Cool.
But this year is my last. My program has been shelved. And as of May 2019, I will no longer be a university professor. I have decided to completely change my career and go into business for myself. Zach and I are planning on buying a farm for reals, not metaphorically. And I want to raise sheep for fiber. And give free knitting and crocheting classes to local youth. And yokel youth.
Those yokels.
That's the wrong way to say that. And support my family via ecological farming techniques and opening an Etsy store and streaming on Twitch. I've already have a channel. And now I thought maybe Zach and I could even have our own show. So thank you. I love the content you produce, and I hope you continue to make it as long as you're able. You are an excellent proof of concept. I hope that Skim becomes a regular offering, and I love it. Signed, Amy. Well, that's
first
very nice.
First of all, Amy,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I have often dreamt about being just homesteading and making all kinds of cool things like that.
Yeah. Would you ever do it if I just up and said it one day?
Absolutely.
We'd do the farm.
We would.
Huh. I feel like
it would be like fainting goats
chickens. Dude, fainting goats are the best.
And some bees.
What if I get sick of those after a while, though, the fainting goats? You know what
I think it's pretty funny for a long time.
You think it... You don't think it gets
old? I don't think you get bored. You'd be like, hey, check out that one. Let's see what I can do to make it faint.
Could be. Yeah, that's a really good point. All right. So, there's a PS here. It says, our 11-year-old daughter loves Frog Pants, too, and says that Scott is her personal hero. Oh, I don't know if that's
That's adorable.
Thing. She really admires your artwork. Zach recently said something she drew because she asked. You responded positively, and it made her day. Thanks for that. Oh, of course. Hey, anytime kids are drawing and stuff, I'm into it, man.
He's all about it.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
I love it. I get very excited about their futures, and I think they have huge talent, and the fact that they are putting themselves out there is actually one of the hardest things to do. So her willingness to do that is a huge step.
I'm a little jealous because she gets to go live on a farm as, what is she, 10?
Let's see. We have an 11-year-old.
11-year-old, sorry. Yeah.
By the way, 10, 11, best years of your life.
Oh, yeah. But she gets to live on a farm while her parents get creative. This is so cool.
Yeah.
She totally can jealous.
Scare some goats that will faint.
I think she said she was going to have sheep.
Oh, well, all right. Oh, it is fainting. Excuse me. It's fainting goats, not fainting. Right? Because if you, is that true? Because they feign that they're feigning death.
Okay.
Not fainting. Like.
But that's what it looks like.
I don't know which one's which.
They fainted because you scared them after that.
I don't know which one's which. I don't know which one's
they're
which.
They're not feigning goats.
They're not pretending. Are they? Not pretending not to be goats. We're feigning goats.
They're over there going, ah, I'm a monkey.
Yeah. You can't make me laugh today.
Sorry.
It's going to kill me. I'm probably going to have to go in and get one of those freaking butt shots or whatever they do. What do they do?
That's if you have an infection. Do you think
well,
you have
I don't know what this is in here, but I got some kind
usually
of something.
Usually that's only for like strep.
There's a little something in here going.
Ugh.
We'll see. All right, Kim.
Yes.
It's this time of year. I know
it's
you're excited.
It's the time of year.
It's the time of year for Christmas movie watching on the Hallmark channel.
Oh, yeah.
For those who don't know, I've been giving Kim grief for the last, I don't know, 2 years on the morning stream right around this time of year because Kim gets really excited about
it doesn't stop me.
Stuff.
He can give me grief all he wants.
Yeah. And you're really into it. Here, I'll play a little Christmas music in the background. This is actually Kmart's. This is Kmart. More than any store you have. They used to play this.
I don't think that's what my shows sound like.
No,
but okay,
they don't. But we're going to talk about that because Kim has a fascination, obsession, whatever you want to call it.
I really like. How about that?
How about okay? You really
have an
like
obsession or a fascination?
You really like Hallmark Channel original movies
yes.
that are all
Christmas
about Christmas movies.
Movies.
Yeah,
it's always about people getting together,
and it's they're
much
all
controversy,
terrible.
And then they get together in the end.
They're all terrible. Everyone.
They're not.
No, they're bad.
A lot of people talk to me, and they're like, "I'm with you." All I met people at BlizzCon last week that said, "I agree with you. I go watch them too."
You know, I mean, if something was of interest to me and it featured the same four actors across like 9,000 movies, I'd probably be into it as well. That'd be
how do you know if you won't watch them?
Well, I've seen
you
enough.
Sort of watch them and then you make fun while watching and then I kick you out of the room.
Yeah.
And that's about all you get.
Okay, well, so, fair enough.
I don't think that's enough to know.
Well, we're going to go through what this year's offerings are. Do you want to hear what's coming up?
Yeah, I haven't watched any of them yet. I'm holding off till after Thanksgiving.
All right. Well,
otherwise I run out by Christmas.
I literally have the schedule starting from right now, 5:00 p.m. Mountain Time, what started 10 minutes ago, what you could be watching instead of hanging out with me, okay?
Okay.
This is live right now on the Hallmark Channel. This is the schedule moving forward, and I want everyone to get super excited about this. Oh, Monica's in the chat. She says she watches them.
Oh, see? Yeah.
I'm sorry, Monica.
Thank you, Monica.
I'm sorry she has to admit
she
to that.
She likes it just like I do. Stop it.
Did I tell you somebody earlier said that you are their MSM or MSMR? What's it called? MSMR?
Really?
Am I saying that right? Whatever. The soothing voice thing that people get a little tingle in their head when they hear him talk, you know, like
that,
Bob Ross.
That my voice does that?
That
really?
You're doing that for, but yeah. I got a bunch of emails like that. Kim
really?
Is my ASMR voice.
Is it when I'm laughing or at Scott or is it when I'm talking? I'm curious.
I don't actually know.
Well, maybe they'll say.
Should I be creeped out by it at all, do you think? Or is it a compliment? I don't know.
I think it's a compliment.
All right. Because those things in their head that they get all tingly, they always describe them as they're, it's kind of like someone's describing a half orgasm or something like that.
Are you trying to whisper?
Yeah.
Because you're louder.
No. It doesn't work that way. Turns
no,
out.
It doesn't
get
work
closer
that.
To the mic and people can hear you. All right, so here's number one. This is on right now, Christmas in Homestead. Now, I think you actually know this one.
Okay.
It's a repeat.
It's a repeat.
Life
I
is,
think I did watch
it. Here's the description. Life is turned upside down for the handsome mayor of Homestead when a Hollywood movie comes to shoot there in the middle of Christmas season, starring Taylor Cole and Michael Rady.
I think I've seen that one.
I think I saw part of it as well.
You left. You left too soon.
I left right on time. I'm sure it was terrible. Okay, here's another one. Coming Home for Christmas. This is at 7:00 tonight. So after you've watched that 2-hour nightmare, you can turn into this. Coming Home for Christmas. When Lizzie is hired to manage a wealthy estate before it sells, she has the challenging task of bringing the Marley family together for their last Christmas in the home they were raised. Stars Danica McKellar and Neil Bledsoe.
Seen it.
Really? Have you seen that one?
I've seen that one.
Are any of these people anyone that we should recognize? Are they in the porn industry and they just got a break?
Come on.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. These aren't Hollywood people at all, right?
There's like 32 new movies, so they obviously have work.
All right. So. Here's another one tonight. If you're still alive at 9 o'clock, you can stay up and watch Christmas in Love. This is new, brand new in 2018.
Okay.
Ellie works for a famous bakery whose CEO sends his son undercover to learn the business hands-on. Ellie must show Nick that the community spirit drives the business. This stars Brooke D'Orze, and Daniel Lissing. Again, I don't know who those guys are.
Heard those names. Okay. Nope. Well, I might recognize them from the past.
Oh, chatroom says Danica is Minnie from the Wonder Years. Really?
Oh.
Really?
Really.
From that other movie. Okay, well. How about this one? Let It Snow. Oh, they don't give the full. Hold on.
They're just saying, maybe it's just, you're just ecstatic. It's late at night.
This one doesn't have the full description for some reason. But this is at 11 p.m. This is
right. After. I mean, is it 11? Is it just static on your TV? Let It Snow. We're just going to turn on the static at the end of the evening.
It's Hallmark After Dark. It says, Let It Snow. When a resort executive is sent to a newly purchased lodge in Maine with instructions to turn it into an ultra-modern resort, she finds a charming, successful lodge loaded with holiday spirit and makes a connection with the ... And that's all they have.
I think I've seen that one.
Oh, really? All right. Well, that's just today. Okay. Do you want to know what tomorrow brings?
No, because I'm busy tomorrow morning.
Okay. I'm going to tell you and I'm going to find a new one. Okay. You've heard of Crown for Christmas, right?
Maybe.
I saw this one with you. Okay. After getting fired from a ritzy NYC hotel, Allie accepts a job as governess to a young girl that is part of a powerful family in Europe.
Yep.
It's that fake European country. They made it up for the movie. Do you remember that? I remember that. It's garbage.
Stop. You can't talk so badly about what I love.
All right. Here's a new one.
That sounds terrible.
Here's a 2018. Mistletoe. It's called It's Christmas, Eve. How does that work?
The girl's name's probably Eve.
It's Christmas, Eve. Like that?
Yes.
Oh, that makes me want to shoot a thing and kill it. Is that really what they're doing there? Okay.
In case Eve doesn't know,
it's
Christmas.
This is garbage.
They should have called it Eve. It's Christmas.
Eve, it's Christmas. It wouldn't have had the same stupid tie-in.
No, never mind.
All right, here
you
go.
I'm not good at that.
Here it is. This is new in 2018. Get excited. Mistletoe magic comes to town when a school superintendent forced to make cutbacks meets a widower, music teacher, and his 9-year-old daughter. Stars Leanne Rimes and Tyler Hines.
There you go.
So you got Leanne Rimes, who used to do the music there. And then you got Tyler Hines, heir to the catch-up fortune. Right? Is that what's going on there? I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out. Well, I'm going to find out.
All right.
You probably won't.
I'm just looking for that girl who's in all these, the redhead. Don't see her yet. I'm curious if she's all up in this or not. Let's check out Saturday's programming real quick and see what we've got.
Someone
here.
Someone said it's fun if you imagine these as a porn movie synopsis.
Yeah, basically. otherwise,
come
not
on.
Fun at all. No, I'm with them. Oh, we got another new one. You ready for this? Here you go.
I'm ready.
Oh, wait. This is Christmas in Love again. It's the same one as before.
It's tomorrow because if you have missed it tonight, I will because it's family dinner.
Yeah.
I have a chance to watch it again tomorrow.
All right, here it is. Christmas at Graceland, new in 2018.
All right.
A business executive traveling to Memphis for work reunites with her old flame, a music promoter who begs her to perform at the Graceland Christmas concert. This stars Kelly Pickler and Wes Brown. And again, another star-studded, mind-blowing
event.
This is event television if there ever was.
Look, I'm just glad they put in some new ones and they mix them together.
Who's Travis Van Winkle?
I don't know.
You can watch him at 11 o'clock in Christmas Getaway, which is probably one you've seen because, again, it's a
rerun.
It's a rerun. So,
but see, I can wait around. I can go, like, I can watch. You laugh.
Yeah.
You're laughing at me.
No, look, here's another one where it's brand new and they don't even bother describing it very well. Here's this one, 2018, new to the thing. TV producer Maggie brings her boss's 3 sons home for the holidays. Stars Jesse Schramm and Chad Michael Murray. That's the whole description.
Yeah, but That's because it's new this year and they don't want to give too much
away. Oh, yeah. There's a huge... Yeah. What a cliffhanger that is.
You don't know what's going to happen now.
Well, I know.
Look, it's part of it. Just it's my routine in the winter. So after Thanksgiving, I get my bowl of popcorn.
Yeah.
And I put on my soft socks and my pajamas and I sit in bed and I watch all these while you're recording things.
Yeah. I don't think it's a problem. Like, I'm not going to divorce you for it or anything. But
it's usually when you're busy anyway. And so I'm thinking, you know, that's what I started doing just a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then it kind of caught on.
How about this one? Here, Chad, I can show you some of these screens here. How about this one? A Majestic Christmas. All right, here you go. New in 2018. Nell must take her hometown playhouse to a multiplex against her own wishes. She hopes a crash course in Christmas will give a new owner, Connor, a change of heart. Stars Jerrica Hinton and Christian Vincent. He has two first names. Anyway. I don't know, dude. There's a bunch of new ones in here. Homegrown Christmas. It's always CEOs going to a hometown and learning the real meaning of Christmas. Do you understand why I don't like these? Because they're just mixing and matching the stuff.
Maybe they have to tell you over and over again until someone figures it out.
Yeah.
I guess so. It's all happy endings.
I guess so. Everyone loves a good happy ending.
Nice.
Wait, what are we saying? That's not good.
Stop.
So.
Stop right there.
A quick note to people who have asked, a bunch of people asked, said, hey, I really like this. Yeah, you guys are going to do the show for the foreseeable future? And I say, yeah. And they say, hey, that's cool.
That's cool. Can you clean up the office?
Yeah, can you get so that picture's not so cluttered and gross? But then they say, hey, I'd like to support the show, but I don't know how to do it. Do you have a Patreon? Do you have some other thing? And I'd like to tell them, at least for now anyway, we're going to try this out. We're going to try to do it off the back of free Amazon Prime subs on Twitch. So even if you listen to the show on the podcast feed later and you don't watch the live show, it's super easy. You just log into Twitch, go to twitch.tv/frogpants and apply your free Amazon Prime Twitch sub, which comes with your Amazon Prime membership. It's just there. And if you don't use it, it's just sitting there not doing anything. And you can apply it to the show. It's a great way to show your support of what we're doing in a really simple and easy way. So do that if you're in the chat room right now and you haven't thought of it. Oh, I see two have already done it. CWill2611 and TechTiger7.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Both throwing their subs our direction. Thank you very much.
Or gals.
Also, they'll get some bits from TyrosX7. You can do that as well. Whatever floats your boat on Twitter, or on Twitch, rather, is where we're thinking about doing it. And it's working out so far. So if you are inclined to do so, please do. And we love you guys for that.
Thank you.
All right, Kim.
Yes?
I got a question.
What's your question?
This is been burning a hole in my brain. Oh, and
I'm not sure if I want to know.
Does this look infected to you? No. All right. Every movie, including a bunch of these dumb ones you're going to watch for the holidays,
yeah,
will often feature people waking up in the morning and making out.
Nah, it's
right
not
after
appropriate.
They, right after
not
they make.
First in the morning.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So I want to know how the entire film industry, both big and small, gets away with this. Like, they show just, you know, whatever, everyday people, they wake up in the morning. Oh, good morning. Yeah, good morning. And they just start macking out like there's no tomorrow.
Is there some reason why you think they don't exaggerate a lot of things?
Well, no, I do. I know.
Or maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the one going, I just know I have bad breath in the morning.
Everyone
first thing
does.
In the morning.
No, there's no just you. It's the world.
Know. Maybe somebody doesn't.
No, I guarantee it. Name somebody who doesn't. Like, I can't even think. Like, you could have the hottest supermodel on the planet wake up next to the hottest supermodel dude on the planet.
They're still going to have Dorito breath.
They're still going to have nasty freaking sock foot breath. It's going to be bad.
So, it's true. I'm like, no, I don't believe it.
Because we've never talked about this before in our whole marriage. Isn't that funny? That means we've never
done, like, I mean, there's been mornings where I'm like, you go brush your teeth.
Well, there have been mornings where there's like a little peck. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Nobody's looking for trouble there.
There's no make out in the morning, no.
No. Who the crap
Absolutely
is doing
not.
That? Who does that? Nobody does that. Oh, my voice. Do you hear that?
Nobody does it.
Nobody does it, honey.
He's a leprechaun now.
There's no drinkables. Chat room says there's drinkable mouthwash on the nightstand. Is that even a thing? Can you drink mouthwash? There's no
Maybe
such thing.
If you're an actor, but I don't have any of my own.
Yeah, I don't. That's
drinkable
special.
Mouthwash? That sounds terrible. I'd rather get up and brush my teeth in the morning.
If you, it says, what if you don't sleep, you still have morning breath? Yeah. Yeah, brush your damn teeth.
You have fuzzy slipper teeth. Yeah, you used to tell the kids that all the time. When you have that little film on your teeth.
Yeah, that's gross.
It's like fuzzy slippers.
You used to say that to the kids? You have fuzzy, yeah. Fuzzy, yeah. What is it? Fuzzy flipper?
Fuzzy slipper teeth. Oh.
Fuzzy flipper peef? Peef?
Well, if you say it like that.
We ever talked about we haven't talked about this here. I think TMS, I may have brought it up, but when Nick was little, and I think it's still part of him, whether he wants to admit it or not, but he had it in his head that if he had a bad dream of any kind, the way to fix that and not ever have the bad dream again was to get up in the middle of the dream. So if he's waking up at 12 midnight, get up, turn the light on, go in the bathroom, brush his teeth, turn the light off, go back to bed. Do you remember when
we used to tell him that, though. We'd like, go, you need to wash your face and brush your teeth so you have good dreams.
I think we told him that as a preparatory get ready
for
bed
really
thing.
Little. Yeah, we called him get readies.
Yeah, but not as a, hey, and also if you wake up in the dream, don't worry.
No, we didn't
good
think of that.
Toothbrush will take care of it, but that's where his head went.
It worked.
Yeah.
He did get up and brush his teeth if he hadn't done it before.
Yeah.
He was like, I had a bad dream last night, but it's okay. I got up and brushed my teeth, and I was like, I can live with that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That is a great idea, bud.
I wish it. Those kinds of things would get him up now. You know,
nothing really gets him up now.
No, and I don't
he's
look
a sleeper in or when he doesn't work.
We're not going to slag the boy off for he's not here. But I mean, to defend himself, but he is definitely in that kind of I'm 18 and I don't feel like I want to do much but get to work, get home, play
and he gets
video
to work
games.
On time.
Yeah, he does.
He does all the responsible things, but when he has a day off, he really likes his sleeping in.
Yeah, he'll.
It's 11, 12, 1.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those times.
This is all true. I'm proud of him for being responsible about the responsible things, but I do wish he had a little more fire under him. I say this, though, during a week where when I get sick, I become kind of useless, as you know. I'm useless right now. Like, the fact that I'm sitting here at all doing this is a miracle.
And we've talked about this. You were like him at 18, so it's all right.
Yeah.
You were just like him at 18.
I guess that's true.
So true. We know it. I've talked to your mother.
Yeah, but don't. She sometimes says things. I'm just saying, you know, she's not always.
Just like you are now. Sometimes he says things.
Yeah. Well, she'll say things that'll make me, well, whatever. It's fine. I love my mom. I do. We love our parents. They're great. Yours is a little racist, but other than that.
Oh, stop it.
Just a little. Just a tiny bit. And I love her for it. I want to hug your mom and just hug. I just want to hug the old seated racism right out of her. It's hard sometimes, but I like her anyway. I'd like her despite all of that. It's actually a really good point, you know. I mean, this may be worth bringing up, and maybe this is the cough medicine talking, but let me go ahead here.
Okay.
Thanksgiving is right around the corner. We got like, what, a week?
Yeah, a week from today.
And even though our family situation is a little different, we did an early one with my sister's family. We're doing an early-ish one with your dad.
We're doing it late.
Or late,
day,
right.
2 days after Thanksgiving for right. his birthday, yes.
Right. So because of that, we're going to have a smaller, kind of more contained, little small family one, which I'm actually very excited about. Mm-hmm. We have cool plans for it. Do you want to talk about those plans of food at all?
Yeah, we don't want to do another traditional Thanksgiving because it's only 2 days later. And no one wants to make another turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and sweet potatoes and all that.
Well, nobody wants to, but it doesn't sound bad when you describe it.
Well, it doesn't sound bad to you because you just like to eat it.
Yeah, I do.
It's a lot of work for 2 days out of the same week. So we've decided to do everyone bring their favorite soup or their most famous soup or the thing they like to make the most.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought we were doing the charcuterie deal.
That's for Thanksgiving for us.
Well, that's what I mean. That's the thing.
Oh,
that's what I mean. That's
on Thanksgiving Day, we're having the charcuterie platter. Yes, we're doing lots and lots of cheeses and meats and nuts and fruit and vegetables.
I
all
love
on
that.
That.
Why is that so good? Why does that taste sound so good?
Because it's finger food and it's salty and it's.
Oh.
You get to take whatever you want. You don't have just the one thing to try, one meat. You'd have like lots of things to try.
Yep. We're going to watch Thanksgiving movies. Yep. There's like two of them.
On Thanksgiving Day, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe the Family Stone we could sneak in there. That's
there
a Thanksgiving
you go.
Movie.
That's a good one.
But yeah, like, it's just a different kind of cool way of doing it. But anyway, as people get closer to that date, we get closer to this weird family dynamic a lot of people have where, somebody you disagree with on a lot of subjects, perhaps, comes to Thanksgiving and sits on the table there with you, and you've got a decision to make. Are you going to engage this person in, you know, a bit of a fight, or are you going to let it go? Are you going to, what are you going to do? So what are your, as someone who's hosted big, big nutso, full-size, let's fill up the house
family
with people
and everybody
things.
That comes with their family.
Yeah.
Friends
what do you,
end up showing up.
What do you do to avoid, because you know we have
our
some
our family
of those.
Doesn't have too many problems with when we get together, everyone still is
pretty respectful.
Pretty respectful, comfortable around each other. We all love each other, so we're like, okay, we can get past this. We're not going to, there's no screaming matches with my family or yours, really.
There's just a lot of mumbling behind their backs.
Yeah, there's plenty of that, but that's every family. Tell me a family that doesn't do that.
There's always some. I agree. I mean, with an extended family like that, and you have in-laws who marry into it and stuff, there's no avoiding it, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you bring a lot of extra people in that weren't there in the beginning.
Yeah.
Where you raise your kids, or you were raised in a family. My family was a very large family. We were all raised in the same house. And if you met everyone and talked to them for 10 minutes each, you'd be like, how in the world did you guys all come from the same household?
Yeah.
Because once you get married, you have, you know, other influences with that person, with your kids, with their, you know, your spouse's parents, you know, it's a lot of people that have influences.
Yeah. And by the way, Kim's fix for, so we had this similar discussion come up on TMS recently about vegans at Thanksgiving, and some of them get very militant about, you know, the fact that, you know, it's not just, hey, I can't eat this food. It's, hey, I don't like the way that turkey was treated and we're going to have a big fat fight or whatever. Your answer to that is usually you go out of your way to make sure that there's something for the vegans, something for the vegetarians.
Carter's a pescatarian. I try
She's
to go
so
that
pesky.
Direction.
Always so pesky. But you'll do all, you'll go 9 yards on all that stuff just to make sure they have something there.
There's something there. I'm not going to be like, sorry, this is what we're having. You don't like it, you're out.
Yeah, and their militant response is therefore squashed because what are they going to do? This nice lady made them their thing.
Squash it ahead of time, that's why.
Yeah. Can they eat squash? That's vegetable.
You can definitely eat squash.
Okay.
And pie. There's pie for everyone.
Well, unless it's got animal products in it, right? See, isn't that the deal?
It can be. It depends on how militant they are. We haven't had any real sticklers. That made it really hard.
You have a niece or a nephew or two who are super hard into that, but I don't know if they would bring it up or not. They're
not
pretty.
Not really. I mean, they've all been raised to be pretty tolerant of other people. They're not just going to come in and go, I'm not eating this. I'm leaving.
There's one member of the extended family. Let's put it this way. It's a good thing vegans aren't worried about the well-being of pot plants because I think this person
They're
has
very
wrecked
vegetarian.
It. Oh, yeah. They know all about the vegetarian lifestyle, if you know what I mean. Okay, that brings me to another subject I wanted to talk about today. A lot of people ask, Scott, Kim, how do you guys feel about the passage of Proposition 3 here in Salt Lake City? Is it 2, not 3?
It's Prop 2.
Jeez, you really know a lot about this. You must really want the weed. but it's the passage of a medical marijuana bill in Utah that is...
Which we thought would never even happen.
Thought it would never happen. It's the reddest state ever. It's very conservative here. And so we thought there's no way this is going to happen. But it did. And both you and I are pro medical marijuana as an option for
as an alternative.
Doctors
yes,
and their patients
absolutely.
And that sort of thing. And if it was ever made, if weed was ever made legal recreationally, I would also have no problem with that because I already have no problem with people drinking. So why would I have any trouble with that?
I just don't think you should have a problem with what anybody else is doing. Just
kind of
do what you need to do.
My thing too. I don't really think it's any of my business what
does
I think.
Mean I'm
do.
Going to, and but I don't care if anyone else does.
No, but I'll eat an edible. I already told you.
You'll eat an edible.
I'll do a brownie or like a gummy bear or something. But a lot of people have asked, well, how do you reconcile that like with your kids and stuff? And the only, and I just wanted to say this, and Kim, please feel free to, you know, tell me I'm being dumb about this. but I think this is as good a time as any to help your kids overcome one particular stigma. That isn't to say I want your kids to be potheads or something.
No.
But the only reason that you've got it in your head, and we have it in our cultural collective heads, that pot is evil or the pot is bad for everybody or it's whatever, is because we have artificially shoved it into a category where it was forced to wear those clothes. So at the end of the day, statistically speaking, scientifically speaking, kind of across the board, it's just, again, not that different from alcohol. If you're going to ban, if you're banning weed, you may as well ban alcohol, which means you may as well ban caffeine, which means you may, I mean, you can go nuts with this stuff if you want to. I see it as an opportunity to say, yeah, this thing that everyone freaked out about, look at the changing, look how people change their attitude towards it. The stuff itself hasn't changed. Still grows in the ground, was here before we got here. Like, weed is not a man-made thing, right?
Yeah.
So what you really should worry about are people who are all strung out on opioids and synthetics and things that you can't just pull out of the ground. I'm not saying that's the only factor here. Like, I wouldn't recommend someone eat a poison mushroom. No, but I think
you're right in the fact that it could help a lot of people without using chemicals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's an herb, damn it. It's like your mom. She's all into herbs and stuff. And so I would assume she'd be pro prop too, but I'm guessing she isn't.
I don't know. I haven't talked to her about that.
I'm going to ask her this
you
weekend.
You should ask her.
Yep. Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yo, mom. Wait, is it this mom? Weekend? Are we seeing them this weekend?
It's next weekend.
Okay, it's not this weekend.
The 24th, we're getting together. And that's when we're having soup.
Oh, I need to recover. Main point I'm trying to get out here.
We'll get you there. Okay. Don't you worry.
I appreciate that. All right. I have another email from Wes who wrote in, says, hey, Blue Water Crew. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
Not a clue.
I love the show last week.
I know exactly what it means.
What was it?
It took me 2 seconds.
What did I forget?
Skim milk.
Oh, skim milk. Blue water. Duh.
That was really good.
That's actually pretty good.
It kind of tripped me up for a second. Then I went, wait a minute. That's what you used to call skim milk.
A chat room saying opioids are also derived from natural stuff. No. I know. Its origins are there. But I'm saying, look, a pill, an OxyContin pill is not the same as you finding a poppy seed in the field. That's not the same. Okay. It's
no, just I think that medications were put out there for a reason. I think they were definitely going to help a lot of people.
Mm.
The people it's made for, but I think it gets abused.
Yeah, of course.
Same as pot, though.
But somebody could abuse pot, right?
Yeah.
The bigger question, though, is the abuse of pot any worse than the abuse of, you know, grocery store beer? And the answer is no.
No, and can pot kill you and opioids kill you? One can't.
Yeah, and pot probably won't.
Probably won't.
You might get sick if you know.
Yeah.
Eat too much or smoke too much or do whatever you do too much. But yeah, anyway, we're no experts here.
No.
These are just
gut
reactions
this
to this thing.
This is just our opinion. My opinion, Scott's opinion.
Yeah, that's our opinion.
Skim's opinion.
he says this, I loved the show last week. You two are great together. I can't wait to see where it goes. I'll definitely be using my Prime sub. Oh, thank you very much.
Aw, thanks.
Another nice reminder that your Prime sub is how we want to fund this show. So if you haven't done it already out there listening live, do it now. I have a couple of food questions, if that's okay. I, too, was raised in Mississippi, close to Hattiesburg. We know where that is.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's where my mom's from.
Yeah. He says, at this point, we've lived kind of all over, though. We grew up eating a lot of Cajun-inspired dishes as well. I was wondering if you make anything other than jambalaya, like gumbo, etouffee, shrimp creole, or something else. Also, do you guys have crawfish? My wife makes an amazing crawfish etouffee. Thanks again for the awesome show. Blessings, Wes. So, Kim,
yes,
all of those are keywords.
Yes, I have made most of those.
Yeah.
At one time or another. We don't have really good crawfish here.
They're okay. They're small.
It's from like a reservoir.
Yeah, Strawberry Reservoir. You can get them there.
You can get them there. Yeah. But I don't.
Yeah.
I do love crawfish etouffee. There's a place downtown in Salt Lake.
What's it called? Grumpy's. Larry's. So Grumpy Larry's. Fum Dumblers.
No.
Gumbo.
The Bayou?
Gumbos? The Bayou. That's
the
it.
Bayou. The Bayou. Gumbos. Yeah. It's called the Bayou, and it has a fantastic etouffee with a blackened catfish on the top.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, real good.
But I don't make it as much. I don't know if everyone appreciates it as much whenever I usually make it for a lot of people. Jambalaya just goes really well because it's a lot of vegetables. People aren't like, what is this gray thing in front of me?
Do you think it's because, getting the ingredients is just hard. Like getting good fresh seafood here.
It's harder. Yeah. We do shrimp really easily, and that's why I like that.
Yeah.
But it's harder to get the blue crab and stuff. It's not as in season here.
So if I go buy a big bag of shrimp at the store, when did that get caught? Do we know?
It will tell you sometimes when it was packaged. Yeah.
If it doesn't tell me, should I be worried about that shrimp?
You shouldn't be worried about it. I usually try to go for the fresher stuff. It's a little bit more, but it's worth it if it tastes better.
Mm. I like shrimp where I don't know how to describe this. It goes poofy. It's a bad way to describe
poofy.
It. You'll cook it in your jambalaya or something, and sometimes it's just normal shrimp just laying in there, but
Oh, if it curls, you mean?
Yeah, like cauliflowers out, kind of.
Yeah, if it's, yeah.
Is that how you cook it, or is that the kind of shrimp it is?
When it cooks, no, when it cooks, it does that. So if you boil it in there, it usually will curl.
Well, ooh, that sounds good right now.
I made it twice last week.
Yeah, we had jambalaya two times. It was great both times. Maybe every time you make a new batch, I think it's the best new batch. Maybe it's just because they're always good. But man, I could eat that stuff for weeks. Don't we still have a little? We got a little, don't we?
I think we're out. I made it last Friday.
You throw stuff out too quick.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Here's what happens. Kim will make jambalaya. Everyone knows, as a rule of nature, jambalaya is better every day you don't eat it.
Well, okay. That is true for about 4 days.
Right.
And then after day four.
Yeah. But there's you at day three, chucking it out in the wind.
No, I didn't till Wednesday.
Oh, it's such a waste.
Because it was garbage day. And that will really smell up your garbage can.
Yeah, it actually will.
Friday to Wednesday, yeah. Totally good. That's plenty of time to eat your jambalaya. And I made a big pot of it this time, but it was for a baby shower. So.
Yeah, and it was fantastic. Oh my gosh, it was good. So
thanks.
You should always eat that. That's always good. But these other things you've made, and we've had before, certainly. We had a big crawfish gumbo in Mississippi once where your aunt made us eat half-cooked.
They weren't half-cooked. It was when you were peeling them that they were half-alive.
Okay, let me describe how this
They're
went.
They're never half-cooked in the jambalaya or in the gumbo.
This is what happened. Your aunt, Kay, was trying to hurry. We were losing daylight. And we had a bunch of crawfish left over from the giant crawfish boil they'd done that afternoon.
Yes, and she thought, I will peel these things and we'll get them and we'll put them in the freezer because every year at Christmas, we always have seafood gumbo.
Yeah.
That's the tradition.
Right. Instead of a duck or a goose or whatever, you guys have a big vat of seafood gumbo.
Yes.
Right.
So good. Whole crabs, like there's huge amounts of seafood.
It's really amazing. Good. It may sound gross. Someone with a whole crab, like it looks like a giant bug in there.
And
I get it.
Crack it open. And it's so good.
It's really good, you guys. But your Aunt Kay did this. She had us outside. She had a little portable stove, like a Coleman stove thing with hot water in it. And she's like, well, we just need to hurry up and kind of cook them fast and then peel them and then put them in these bags to put them away. And so we'd put them in the thing. They'd go, wee, make that weird noise.
Yep.
And then you pull them out. And the problem is we weren't doing it long enough because they were all still
wiggling
and moving.
They were still kind of moving around and Scott had to peel them and he was dying.
I was dying. And then
dying slowly.
Whatever happened.
Like, this one's still alive. I can't rip its head off. This is awful.
This is a long time ago, but I just remember that being a horrifying.
You've never let it go.
No, I'll never let it go.
When's I think it was like 25 years ago.
No.
Yes, because it was for Sarah's graduation.
Hold on. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been about 20, not 25.
Yeah.
Because Taylor was a baby. So it was like 23, 4, something like that.
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time
ago. And you've never let it go.
No.
And that's okay. I understand. It was very traumatic for Scott.
It was. At this very day, I just see their little bodies.
I think people are really traumatized by going hunting and all those other things, too. So it was just one of those moments.
And I realize it's not the same as shooting a deer in the head. I get that. But these little writhing bodies that I'm stripping their outer shell, their exoskeleton.
No one's going to want to eat this now. It sounds terrible.
It was bad.
But they're never not cooked in the gumbo. You put them in there, they get cooked. It's fine.
Monica wants to know the difference between jambalaya. Jambalaya and gumbo. What's the difference?
My jambalaya is very vegetable-y.
Yeah.
It's like a thick vegetable soup with tons of vegetables and tons of meat. Gumbo is more of a thick.
It's more like a
It starts with
gravy.
A roux.
Yeah.
It's kind of more of a gravy and you put it over rice.
Yeah. It's good still.
It's chunky and has all the good stuff in it, but it's more of a gravy feel to it. And the other one's more of a broth.
Yeah. But broth base. Yeah.
Broth base and gravy base.
And I would say, if you're looking for the healthier alternative, the healthier version, jambalaya, I think, is your thing, especially your recipe.
It's like more of a tomato base and broth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's just utterly like heavenly.
We put up the recipe, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Would you ever, we've had it before in that place you mentioned, the bayou, would you ever cook your own alligator? Would you ever do that?
It depends on how I got the meat.
Well, what if you...
Because it was ground at that...
Oh, was it ground?
Place.
I don't remember.
It was ground in a... It was a cheesecake. It was alligator cheesecake, so it was an appetizer. It was salty.
Yeah.
And it was ground in there, ground alligator, and it was really good.
Oh, it was fantastic.
With bread or crackers.
And it had like a weird tomato saucy thing on top of it. Mm-hmm. It looked like a piece of...
It looked like a piece of cheesecake.
Yeah, it was really weird. I didn't like that part of it because it just made me feel weird that I was eating a thing that was savory. looked sweet.
Like it looked like it should have been sweet.
Yeah.
It was really good. So I guess it depends on how I got the meat and what I would want to make it into.
Yeah. And Yankees. Sorry, I'm looking at the chat. The alligator meat, real good. Real good.
Nick had a really good alligator sausage in New Orleans last time we were there, and he loved it.
I'm trying to think.
So good.
When did you get? Oh, that was the trip you just not that long ago took.
It's a couple years now. 3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. That was fun for you guys.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It's expensive, though. Look, I have to, someone has to think of these things, you know?
Who do you think, what do you think I do?
I just don't
think of these things.
No, I know you do. But, all right, so that's all good and well. Do you have any, with Thanksgiving coming up, do you have any kind of like quick, fun little recipes that aren't even tied necessarily directly to the event, or though it can be if you want, but some kind of recipe idea or quick meal fix that somebody could try before the big fat Thanksgiving holiday.
Before the big fat Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah.
Next week I'll do some tips for what to do with your leftovers. But this week, honestly, I found the recipe for a medicine ball.
Oh, medicine ball. Tell me about the medicine ball.
So I've been making them for, well, I haven't been making them. I've been getting them for Scott. Let's see. Here it is.
It's from Starbucks.
From Starbucks. And it is half a cup of hot water, half a cup of steamed lemonade. And I think that's why you like it so much. You like your lemonade.
I do like lemonade.
A bag of Jade citrus mint tea, a bag of peach tranquility tea, tablespoon of honey, and a pump of peppermint if you like peppermint in yours.
I'm trying to think.
It's kind of minty, lemony, and with the peach, it just tastes really good. It doesn't taste super earthy like a lot of teas do.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a fan of.
Not
teas
either.
That taste like dirt.
I like teas that
I know
that
a lot
been,
of them do, and some of them don't.
Well, some people like that, but I like the tea that has been disguised to taste sweet or otherwise different than
fruity.
A real tea. Yeah,
it's a little more fruity with a real mint aftertaste.
Yeah, like a fruity tea. So we should fruity make. Why don't
tea.
We make some of those?
We're
why
don't going
we,
to.
Oh, we are going to do that. Okay.
Since I keep buying them because you've been sick.
Yeah.
That's what I had on my head this week was I need to find the recipe for.
You know what was really good for, too, is I had kind of like no voice at BlizzCon for that day I had to do the thing, Kim bought me one of those, and sure enough, it just soothed my voice so I could talk later. It was fantastic.
Yeah,
I wasn't
you had
even
stayed
sick
up late talking to people, and everywhere you went in BlizzCon, you were, at night especially, you'd be yelling because it was so many people.
Yeah, you always do. You have to yell over the music and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think I got it from the con, or do you think I got sick somewhere else?
I don't know. It's been a long time since we were there. I don't know if it stays dormant for that long, does it?
No, it's not supposed to. Everyone I know who gets sick at cons, they get sick the next day.
But I've been talking to people who have the same thing you do, but you haven't seen each other in a while, so yeah. I don't know.
I think it's just going around, and I still have never gotten sick at BlizzCon, so I just want to keep that record going and ignore any connection it may have to this particular cold. If it happened the day after, I would have blamed it on the con.
Absolutely. Especially since we were flying in, flying out, all that stuff.
Everyone loves flying in and flying out. That's for sure. That's for damn sure. All right. I think that's about it. We're almost done. Now, a couple things. So the website is up, like I mentioned, frogpants.com/skim. Here's what I want you to do, though. On that page, there's a contact link. You hit that. That's how you want to contact us. So if you have thoughts, questions, comments for the show, whatever it may be, you can use that.
Absolutely.
If you want to call us live on the show, you can do that most weeks, although we didn't open the lines today, but we'll consider doing more of that in the future. We had a great call from Daniel last week. I don't know why I remember his name so easily, but but he was on there, and that was great. And it can be along the lines of whatever. If you found a crappy Hallmark Christmas movie you think is good, you can tell us your review. If you have a recipe for shrimp gumbo etouffee Carlos Mambino, whatever it is, you can send it to us and we'll get you hooked up and spread it out on the show and tell people about the rad thing you're making.
I'm making beef bourguignon for dinner.
Ooh, very French.
With mashed potatoes and browned butter gravy, or brown butter, I guess you just pour over it.
That's what we're having after
this.
That's
what we're having after this.
Oh, yeah, and the kids are, everyone's here tonight.
It's family dinner.
So where, is this your own recipe? Do you make this based on something, or what's the deal?
I usually go to Pinterest. I really like looking up Pinterest recipes because I can see what people think about it.
Yeah. Oh, it was Josh from Texas. Sorry, not Daniel. Sorry.
Ugh.
Yeah, you're
why you remembered that name so easily either.
That's another thing is you're a big time Pinterest user. She'll spend a lot of time in there looking at food stuff and then making us cool things, which is, I suppose I benefit from that. So who am I to complain about Pinterest? It's fine. It's just not for me. What am I supposed to do on
that's
there?
Okay. That's right.
Yeah. I go on there sometimes And then I go, all right, what do we got? And I'll look for things that interest me, science fiction, fantasy, whatever.
And lots I run, of art.
Yeah, I'll find like somebody's painting a stormtrooper helmet or something. And that's about as far as it gets for me. I'm sure there's
that's
more.
That's okay.
I'm sure there's more, but it does.
You're not much of a in-the-kitchen kind of guy cooking.
No, no.
You just like to eat it. So I like all the recipes on there. I find they're, you know, really good, very easy to follow.
Survivor 1966. Yeah, 66 wants to know Kim's Pinterest name.
Oh,
if you like sharing that, because people can follow you on there.
I need to look that up then. I don't remember what my
she has a Twitter account as well, which is Kim Sones on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Kim S O N E S. But she forgot her password and is currently not posting there. But we'll figure that out. Get her hooked up.
Don't you like that?
Yeah, I do like that a lot. But do you know your? So you don't know your Pinterest name either.
Kim Johnson.
See, I can't.
But that
right.
can't be right.
Is it one word, Kim Johnson? Maybe it is.
I don't know. You guys ask me these things. I don't know.
Interesting. This is a great question. Because Curis Sassy says, Kim, have you watched Nailed It on Netflix? I have a feeling people are going to assume that you're all into the competition stuff. And outside of British Bake Off, that you don't like those.
No, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you don't like them. You like recipes and the people traveling around and the Bourdains of the world and all that. You're into that. But she doesn't like... when they're, it's like this hardcore competition and there's too much editing and, you know, it's Guy Fieri or somebody like that going, all right, competitors, you got 2 minutes to go find the lettuce and then make a thing out of it. You're not into that. You don't like
Nailed
it.
Nailed It's supposed to be really funny, though, because it's the things people found on Pinterest and all these things to make. And then it's a lot of fails.
That sounds like something I would enjoy.
Yes.
Why don't we watch that together, you
okay.
and I? There's a new season of the British Bake Off with that whole deal there. That's good. We like that
show.
Yeah,
yeah. I love that.
I kind of miss the old lady sponge, I used to call her. What's her name? Mary Berry.
Mary Berry. Old lady sponge?
Yeah, because she'd
come. That's a lovely sponge.
It's a lovely sponge.
She'd always say. I miss her, kind of. I mean, there's another old lady that's sort of basically just her again, but it's not quite the same. The Mary Berry looked like if somebody sneezed, she was going to fly into the sidewall or something. That was going to be the end of it.
She wasn't that tiny. I didn't feel like.
She was just a little frail, little wispy.
Just a tiny little thing. Huh?
Yeah. Weighs like 8 pounds with her clothes on, you know. Anyway.
Weird, honey. That's weird.
A little bit weird. And then, as always, one of the key things here on the show is if you are in the mood, and I mentioned it earlier on the website, if you want to contact us, we'd love to read your stuff right here on the show. So do a lot of that. Get that stuff to us.
Contact us, and I will look up my Pinterest name. I can't find it.
Yeah. And she's Kim Sones on Twitter, and we'll get her figured out over there. I promise you that. We will have that figured out at some point. Anyway, thank you for watching. Thank you for being here for episode 2 of Skim. We'll be back
Absolutely.
Next week with
See
more.
You then.
Yeah, that was a whole lot of fun, honey. And you got anything
so
fun this week?
So much fun. Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah.
So I've got lots of fun things I'm doing.
We'll have stories after that.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, it's always
Are we doing it? Oh, we're going to do a show that day too.
We're going to do a show on Thanksgiving, so it'll be a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of people here.
If y'all are home and you got nothing to do, you're
it's
not
a good
out
day
playing
to
touch
listen.
Football. It's going to be a great day to listen. It'll be awesome.
By the time we are on here, it's dark. So.
Yeah. Stupid.
There won't be any touch football going on, I don't think.
No one's saving any daylight anywhere. If they are, where are they keeping it?
Listen, farmers.
Yeah. Stupid farmers. Except the one that we talked to today that's going to be a farmer. Anyway.
I love it.
That's going to do it. Thanks, everybody, for being here.
See
you next week.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.